This program was recorded with a live audience. Please forgive the occasional sound fluctuations.
Hello and welcome. It is an honor and a joy to be here with you tonight. I'm going to talk tonight about the totality of possibilities. And that means that tonight we're going to stretch our minds a little bit. Let's stretch beyond where you were when you got up this morning. Are you ready to do that? All right. So let's talk about what I call the totality of possibilities. Not just a few possibilities, not a little possibility, but the totality of possibilities. Think about that for a moment. What does that conjure up for you? What do you feel when you hear that? I learned that phrase when I lived in New York City many years ago from one of my early teachers, Eric Pace. He used to talk about the totality of possibilities, and I see it as no limitations at all. Where I am and where you are is the totality of possibilities. Far beyond the limited thinking of our human mind. Our human mind is very small, and it's very limited, and it's what we dwell in now, but it isn't all that we are. Those of us who have been studying for some time, we know we are part of infinite intelligence. Infinite intelligence that is everywhere equally present and knows everything. Past, present, and future. And there are possibilities that we can't conceive of with our limited human thinking, but they're there. I mean, after all, spaceships were here when Cleopatra was around. They just didn't know how to get it together. And there's stuff out there right now that we don't know how to get together, but it doesn't mean it's not possible. The totality of possibilities is exactly where we are. And yet most of us sit in our little human minds, and our human mind is always thinking of limitations. Always. It's saying it can't be done that way. Well, why not? There's not enough. We hear that so much. And yet we know that God is unlimited. So how can there be not enough? Nobody's ever done it that way. Well, so what? Now it's time for somebody to do it. I'm not strong enough, young enough, tall enough, good enough. I'm not the right sex. How often have we heard men can't do that, women can't do that? And yet we know that that's nonsense. Because for everything we've said a woman can't do, some woman is doing it. And for everything we've heard that a man can't do, there is some man doing it. I don't have the right education. How many times have we bought into that as our limitation? I bought into that for years because I was a high school dropout. And I believed I couldn't think, and I didn't have any mind, and I didn't know anything, and that I wasn't as good as people who'd gone to school. And then one day I discovered that that wasn't true. And when I dropped my limitation, I found that I had an incredible mind and I could think and that I could communicate. But I was the one that was limiting me, not anybody else. I remember when I first discovered the Church of Religious Science and they said to me, if you change your thinking, you can change your life. And I believed it. And then the thing was to find out how to do that. The more I was willing to change my thinking, which is really dropping our limitations, the easier it was to move into the totality of possibilities, which is already here. How about the limitation, I don't have enough money? God knows we've done that one enough. And yet, you know, too often we say, I can't do such and such because I don't have the money. And we limit ourselves at the financial level when what we really want is to do something else. And we do all this struggle for the money, which we don't believe we deserve, and we never get to do what we really want. Whereas if we would bypass that limitation and say, I know that where I am is the totality of possibilities and I can experience this, then we could go right toward it. Then the other one that's so wonderful and I really love is, what will the neighbors think? What will the neighbors think? Well, they may not approve. And so what? So what? Who's living your life? Are you living your life for your neighbors? If you go beyond what your neighbors think, you may pick them up. Because when they see what you're doing in your life, they may come to you. Instead of condemning you, they may say, what are you doing? I want to know. Because I see what you're doing. I see how your life is changing. I see where you're prospering. I see where you're healing yourself. Come and tell me what you're doing. When we help ourselves, we can help our neighbors. Where God is, all things are possible. And we know that God is everywhere, beyond the universe. Our minds get so limited. We think sometimes that our neighborhood is everything, or our city is everything, or our state, or our country. And some of us can expand to the whole planet. But then we forget that planet Earth is a tiny little pinpoint in a far-off corner of a minor galaxy, and there are 100 billion galaxies in the universe that we know of. And where God is, all things are possible, and God is everywhere. So how can we limit ourselves to our bodies, or our neighborhood, or anything else? When we stand and say, I can't, or my parents didn't do it, or what would the neighbors think, then we're stuck. When we see something happen, do we immediately go to our preconceived ideas? If you see somebody that is sick, do you immediately start with, oh, poor thing, how you must be suffering? Or do you look at them and see the absolute truth of their being? And know that the health of God is within them and can express through them. And this is the true experience for them. Do you give them the totality of possibilities? See, when we see someone suffering, we don't want to bring ourselves down to that level, because if we do, we cannot really help them. I spend my life seeing the truth in people. And it's amazing the number of people that get it and work with it. What we do with our minds is incredibly important. In fact, that's the whole thing that we're talking about, what we do with our minds. Our minds are creative. We can create anything with our minds. We can change all circumstances. We can go in any direction. We can walk on coals when we didn't know we could. I mean, everybody knows it's impossible to walk on hot coals, and yet there are people that are doing it. How many people have heard about walking on hot coals? All right, how many people here have done it? Not many, but some. There are some people here that have done it, and we know it's impossible, and yet there are people on this planet today doing it. Starting with Tony Robbins, who is teaching people how to do it in one evening. Our minds are capable of so much more than we think.